It's been a little over a year since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan. Since then, more than 70,000 Afghans have made their way to the U.S. in hopes of starting new lives. In Silver Spring, Maryland, one man is trying to make it easier for them, one bicycle at a time. Actor Arzate of member station WAMU has our story.
Manuel Vera is on the backyard deck of his Silver Spring home. A bicycle with a rusty chain and derailleur cable hangs on a rack in front of him.
This is not shifting. And the reason why that is, I think, is because this cable is rusted.
At 72 years old, he's picked up a retirement hobby, fixing bikes so that he can donate them to community members, including Afghans that have recently arrived to the area.
It's something I know how to do. I think these folks deserve every opportunity they can get.
When the pandemic began, Vera says he was inspired to repair bicycles for families in his neighborhood. When the Taliban seized control of Kabul last August, he took on the task of fixing bikes for incoming Afghan children and their parents. Since then, he's given away nearly 300 bicycles, with about 40 of them going to families from Afghanistan.
I just want to be the bike dude, you know. I just want to be able to give them something that makes them happy right now, something that they can use, gives them joy, and then go on to the next thing.
Last December, Vera gifted 4 bicycles to 14-year-old Wahidullah Sahel and 3 of his siblings. He also gave them helmets, locks, and other accessories. Wahidullah says he spent hours learning how to ride a bike in his apartment's parking lot, sometimes falling over and scraping his knees and elbows. Now, he says he likes to hang out at the nearby park with his friends, other Afghan children who arrived last year. He says they go on bike rides almost every day, sometimes for hours at a time.
I like when I'm riding bike, when I'm going to somewhere like a store, anywhere for fun.
The bikes have been a gift, not just for Wahidullah, but also his father, Asadullah. He says adjusting to life in Maryland has been difficult, but Vera's bicycles have made it easier for the family.
The time that he brought the bikes, the kids were very happy. And they were having fun with the bikes.
Sahel says the bikes have given his family something to look forward to while they deal with the financial and legal constraints of living in the U.S.
For 3 or 4 months that I was unemployed, so I was riding bikes, playing with the kids over here. So that time I was loving to spend time with my kids.
Like Wahidullah, Manuel Vera also left his home country when he was 14 years old. He was born in Peru, but unlike the families who left Afghanistan due to turmoil, he says his family came for economic opportunity. That experience is what motivates him to help Afghans in his own unique way.
We were not running from economic calamity or civil war, so if I can bring them a bike, then that's fine.
Although Vera fixes and donates the bikes free of charge, he relies on community members for bikes and cash donations to keep it going. While the project is not without its costs, he says it's worth it for families like the Sahels.
A father picking up a bike for their kids and the kids don't know about it, he's going to be a hero when he gets home with his new bike.
To Asadullah Sahel, people like Vera give him hope that Afghan families are welcome in the U.S. and can enjoy a peaceful life, one that allows their children to do something as easy as ride a bike. For Here and Now, I'm Hector Arzate.